행복한 명작 읽기 The Wizard of Oz
1. The Great Wind. This is the story of Dorothy. Her mother and father died when she was very young, and she went to live with Uncle Henry and Aunt Em in Kansas. Kansas was often very windy. When the big winds blew, the family always went into a hole under the floor. One day, Uncle Henry stood at the door and looked out at the gray sky.
"There's a big wind coming, Em,"
he said to his wife.
"I'm going to look after the animals. Take Dorothy into the hole, quickly."
But Toto jumped out of Dorothy's arms and ran under the bed. Toto was her little black dog. Dorothy tried to catch him. Aunt Em climbed down into the small dark place under the floor and called to Dorothy to come. But the wind blew very hard against the house, and Dorothy fell on the floor with Toto in her arms. Toto put his cold little nose on her face, and Dorothy opened her eyes. There was no wind now, and the sun shone. She jumped up, opened the door, and looked out.
"This isn't Kansas," she said to Toto. "Where are we?"
She saw green grass and beautiful flowers, a river, and tall fruit trees.
"And who are these little people?"
thought Dorothy. They were small, about as tall as she was, and all their clothes were blue. An old woman spoke to Dorothy.
"We are glad to see you, good witch, in the country of the Munchkins. You have killed the Wicked Witch of the East."
Dorothy did not understand.
"I'm not a witch, and I didn't kill anybody,"
she said.
"Well, your house did,"
laughed the old woman.
"Look!"
She pointed to 2 feet with silver shoes on them under the house.
"The house fell on her," cried Dorothy. "What can I do?"
"Nothing," said the old woman. "She was a very bad witch, and for many years she made the Munchkins her servants. They are the people of the East, and I am their friend. I am the Witch of the North."
"But witches are wicked,"
said Dorothy, a little afraid.
"Not all witches. There are 4 in the country of Oz. 2 good ones, myself and the Witch of the South, and 2 wicked ones, the Witch of the West and the Witch of the East. Now you have killed the Witch of the East, and these silver shoes are yours."
She picked them up and gave them to Dorothy.
"Thank you," said Dorothy. "But I want to go back to my aunt and uncle in Kansas. Can you help me?"
They all shook their heads. Dorothy began to cry, and the kind little Munchkins cried too.
Please don't cry, said the witch. Go to the City of Emeralds. Oz, the great wizard, lives there. Perhaps he can help you.
How can I get there?
On foot. I cannot go with you, but here is my kiss.
It left a round, shining mark on Dorothy's face.
Nothing can hurt you now, she told Dorothy. Now the road to the city is made of yellow bricks. You can't lose your way. When you find Oz the Great, do not be afraid. Just tell him your story and ask him to help you. Goodbye, my dear.
Dorothy went into the house with Toto. She took a little basket and put some bread in it. Then she put on the silver shoes. They were just right for her feet. She picked up her basket.
Let's go, Toto, she said, and ask the wizard how to get back to Kansas.
Dorothy and Toto soon found the yellow brick road and walked along it, past the green fields and the blue munchkin houses. After a few miles, Dorothy stopped and sat down on a fence beside the road. Behind the fence was a big field, and in it was a scarecrow on a stick to keep the birds away. Its head was a small bag with a munchkin's hat on top. One of its eyes opened. Toto saw it and barked.
Good day, said the scarecrow. How are you?
Very well, thank you, said Dorothy. How are you?
Not very well. I don't like this stick. Please take it away.
Dorothy took the poor scarecrow off the stick.
Thank you, said the scarecrow. Now, who are you and where are you going?
My name is Dorothy, and I am going to the Emerald City to see the Great Oz and ask him to send me back to Kansas.
Where is the Emerald City? Asked the scarecrow. And who is Oz?
Why? Don't you know?
I don't know anything. You see, I have no brains, only straw.
Poor Scarecrow, said Dorothy. Come with me to the Emerald City and ask the Great Oz for some brains.
Oh, yes, said the Scarecrow. Let's go.
And they started along the yellow brick road. Toto did not like Dorothy's new friend at first and barked at him.
Don't be afraid, said Dorothy.
I'm not afraid, said the Scarecrow. He can't hurt me. I'm only made of straw. And give me your basket. I can't get tired. I'm only afraid of one thing, and that's fire.
I understand, said Dorothy. Well, let's go.
And she gave the Scarecrow her basket.